first half hour, Classic FM 97.3 is what you're listening to. And we have Taiwo Oyewale in the studio. It's an interesting time out. And we always get to discover new angles to businesses. Well, we have a guest in the studio as well. We always leave him or her to introduce themselves. Good morning, Taiwo.
Good morning, Bukola. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How's your weekend?
Very good. And yours?
Not bad. Not bad. Restful.
Okay. Great. Good morning, Lagos. Still business half hour, powered by Naira Metrics. My name is Taiwo Oyewale. This week, we'll be going into the education sector, and I'll be interviewing someone who you might call a serial entrepreneur. He moonlights as a serial entrepreneur, an investment banker by day, you know, and a serial entrepreneur by night. Hmm. He's very passionate about the education space. Started an education business about mm-hmm. 5 years ago, and recently started another one, and I'm trying to tackle this educational, is it menace or brouhaha or imbroglio, which other can I use some of those big words to describe it, in our usual fashion, I'll let him introduce himself to us.
Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, everybody listening. My name is Rosaya Durojaye. I was an investment banker by day, but now I'm a venture capital investor by day, and an entrepreneur all through my life, right? Like I was said, I started, with a colleague, started EdgeBridge Academy like 5 years ago. What did we do at EdgeBridge Academy? When I got my first job as an investment banker, I discovered that I had a problem, and then the problem was not particular to only me. Right. After going through school for 4 years, I found out that no school, no university in Nigeria is preparing anybody for the workplace, especially as an investment banker. So I found out, I and my friend, who were analysts at AfriInvest then, decided to start this training outfit that will get fresh graduates from school and teach them core on-the-job skills. Now, this is not the same thing they learn in school. These are the skills that they will require on the job. So things around financial modeling, valuation, just everything that that the employers will require of them because the schools are not teaching them. So a first class economics graduate from any school in Nigeria has not built a financial model before. And as an analyst, a first year analyst at any investment bank, those are the skills that are required for you to have. So how would graduates get these skills? So we decided to start EdgeBridge Academy back 5 years ago, training people, entry-level people, just training them core on-the-job skills. But further down the line, we found out that people even want to have career changes. So for instance, people that are working in banks, maybe banking operations, teller operations, they want to do something more useful with themselves, right? So they also come to the academy to learn, all these skills that will be valuable to them in the workplace. So that's the summary of what EdgeBridge Academy did.
Thank you very much. He dives straight into it. Mm-hmm. So you've been on for 5 years. Mm-hmm. You talked about how you came about this business, but how did you raise your first set of funds? How was it to do that?
I think our first set of funds was from ourselves. So it means that we had to, me and my friend, from our salaries. Okay, so my friend also participated in one TV game show, some millionaire type game show, and he won some money. So we used to
So you've added lottery to it now.
That's good investment.
So he participated in the game show. So I think he won 500,000 naira or something. So we used to buy generator, to buy a few things that we used. We used professionals to teach. So myself, our senior colleagues, our friends from other firms, we're the ones teaching. So it's not professors from university that are teaching, is they are professionals in the workplace.
So you're real guys who exactly. are really doing the job. This doing is what you work. Do every day.
Yes.
And so you're the ones training.
Teaching on Saturdays and Sundays.
Like, how many graduates have you had through?
From that time to now, we've trained over 2,000 graduates.
Interesting.
So again, one of the things we did is that after training them, we now have partnerships with this organization. So starting with AfriInvest, where we worked then, start placing some of their best graduates into those schools. And then our employers found out that all of our graduates are way better than just recruiting directly from universities. So a lot of them are recruited directly from us because they know that after these guys have gone through the university system, they come through this program, they are taught the analyst program, right? And after that, they can now be placed at the workplace and then they can just hit the ground running rather than the companies now spending money to go and train these people.
How long do you train them for?
So it's a 6 to 8 weekend training. So it means every Saturday. So it means, I mean, for the next 2 months or 3 months, you have to go to anyone, but you, again, the sacrifice you have to make. So from morning on Saturday till evening, well, your whole day on Saturday and then half day on Sunday. So from 12 p.m. in the afternoon till night, you know, it's core training from different set of professionals across the industry.
So yeah, I mean, since you're the major facilitators, do you have any other employees, any other staff, you know, who are helping around the
organization? Yes, so we have to employ people to manage operations. So it means, because we are working, we were working then. So our 9 to 5, we have to do our jobs, I mean, Mondays to Fridays. So we have people that manage our social media accounts. We have people that manage operations, that manage facilitators of engagements and all of that. So we recruited people. Again, some of our older employees, older students that we trained, decided to stay and work with us. Right, so some of these things happen like that. So we have to recruit some of those people to help with the organization while we just ensure that our trainers, who are professionals, again, they work 9 to 5 as well, Mondays to Fridays. They just show up on Saturdays and then do the training and then they leave. So that's how we will.
So you structured your operations or your trains mm-hmm. around your own schedules, which means you have time of availability on weekends. Number yes. one, number two, you have a very lean operation.
Very lean system. If I the cost. So one thing we also discovered was that the facilitators were excited to teach. Right, so we didn't have to pay them market rates. So for instance, if I'm going to get a vice president from an investment bank to come and train for 2 hours, I know how much I should typically pay the president, but the person is really okay, and I enjoy this course, I can support this young people, I can mentor some of these people. So they do it at their free time. So just give them something light as the case might be, right, just to ensure that it's worth their time. So for us, it's the operations have to be kept lean, because we also don't want to charge our students so much, because again, they are unemployed. We're trying to make them a lot more employable, right? So that's how we can't charge them a lot of money. And then so it means that we can't overspend on operations as well. So it means we have to keep all of those things, balance all of those needs and our operations.
So what are your challenges?
So for me, I think that one of the biggest things we need to do is that to figure out how do we impact much more people. For me, I think that's the question we're asking ourselves. How do we get much more people to impact? We've gone to schools, to universities across Nigeria, to the north, to the south, to the east, everywhere. We need to reach out to much more, to a larger set of people. We're trying to leverage technology, but we've also found out that a lot of our students don't have access to broadband internet. They can't watch videos online. A lot of them also, even if they can watch videos online, they want to come to a physical location to listen to someone and have a physical interaction with people. So we're thinking around, we're thinking about creative ways to manage all of these expectations, and then also not, you know, reduce the quality, you know, of what we are, you know, because with skill come its own challenges. So it means that we have to ensure that people that run through our program can be true ambassadors, because if we want to scale from 50 people to 200 people, we need to ensure that the 200 people can be as a quality pool as much as 50 people will be. So again, we're just looking at how to ensure that we can spread the wings and influence or mentor a lot more people, train much more people using technology, and, you know, and still maintaining quality. For me, I think that's where the biggest challenge for us is.
So scaling, you're at the point where you want to scale.
Correct.
So you're profitable.
Yes, we're profitable. Yeah, because of lean operations and large student pool and all of that.
So are you looking to raise funds for this, or are you looking to keep, you know, bootstrapping, or you just grow organically?
I mean, we can't continue to bootstrap. We'll be looking to raise money. We're having initial conversations with few people across people that are interested in this course as well. So we're looking at, because, so I think I need to be clear. Like you said, the funds that we're raising is to scale, not to operate. So it's not like we are under pressure to raise money. We can continue to operate like this and have a sustainable business, because we have one right now. But because we need to reach more people, we need to invest in technology, invest in physical infrastructure, invest in larger platforms to reach more people. Then we need additional capital.
Imagine you have a lot of competitors out there right now. If you keep operating this way, mm-hmm. won't some days one of your competitions, you know, just push you out of the market or whatever it is? So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so we won't continue to operate this way. Like I said, we're trying to raise money to reach more people to scale as much. But again, when I look at competition, again, it's about what value am I proposing? What's my value add? You know, again, some of these things is simple. We are plugged into the employment ecosystem already because we are finance people, we are investment bankers ourselves. We're plugged into universities already. So we have pull up all of that. And we are plugged into, what's it called, experienced people already. So it's, money is not a problem. You know, even if you have money, you have to go and start building this relationship from scratch. We have built all this relationship for over 5 years. People have come to trust our graduates. People have been recruiting from us. People have scratched their recruitment consultant because of us. Right, except for the entry-level employees and graduate training programs, right? Firms that don't recruit from any other place, just EduBridge guys, just send us people, you know, because we know that if you send us 10 people, again, we actually put this thing to test. So we told one of our employers, like, hey, guys, go through your own recruitment program and take just 10 of our own people, then see the results after the recruitment program. They found that our graduates are way better than the people they could reach out to themselves. So again, it's about the value we are adding to everybody across the value chain, which we've demonstrated that as much as possible. So competition, yeah, good, welcome. Let's see how it goes.
So you're saying you're better than the competition out there?
Yo.
Yes, you are. I like your confidence. I mean, you're exuding a lot of confidence there. But I mean, really, so you talked about the analyst program. Is that the only product you have?
No. So, because we started as investment bankers ourselves. So we started with just investment banking and finance program, because that's where we have skill in. Right now, we've expanded the program to include HR, audit and tax. So that's investment banking consulting, HR, audit and tax. So those are the four programs for the entry-level programs. But now have the experienced hires program. So these are people that want to do some form of career change from operations, maybe banking operations or something. They just want to move from maybe back end to front to front office roles. And then the skills they require, they're similar. Or people that have been doing audit and tax, because if you speak to people that work even at the big four, for instance, people that work in tax and audits, they find their job monotonous at some point, because to audit a bank is the same process.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Exactly. But when it comes to corporate finance, it's different skills. So most people that work in audit and tax or banking operations, teller, foreign currency, all of those kind of roles, they want to move into maybe corporate banking, corporate finance, you know, investment banking, all of those skills to transition them from where they were to where they need to get to, the skills that they require to bridge that gap, you know. So we also train across all of that. And then finally for us, I think the last point of what we're doing is that because of what we've done, right, we've built this large pool of graduates. Now we get people that want to build financial models. So we have consulting operations ourselves where we use some of these are graduates to do the work. So if you want to write a business plan, you want to build a financial model, because we've trained our people to do it, we're able to get the job
and then use our training for some of that.
So if you don't get jobs immediately, it's not like you get rusty because you're building models for other people. So by the time your interview shows up, I've built 10 models. I've done.
Can you hook them up with startups
who are looking definitely to do all those things? So that's what I said. So we write pitch documents for startups. We build their financial models for them. Again, because we have a large pool of graduates that can do all the work that we've trained anyway, and we trust their work. So we just put some supervisory role on top of that, which we do. We can manage ourselves. Few hours in a day, we can do that, right? To be able to do all of that. So startups out there, everybody just looking to build anything, write a business plan, write a feasibility report. We're able to do all of, so that's like a tripod: the corporate organizations, career changers, and entry level people. They're able to match all of those ones together.
Still Business FR, powered by Narrometrics, and we'll be going on a short break right now. But when we come back, we'll be talking to Fisaya about his new venture. Mm-hmm. What the plans are for EduBridge and their own outlook for the year.
Well, it's quite interesting, the business model he's got. Just been listening and trying to catch up with everything. When you said education, I was looking at it from a different angle. But we'll be
back. It's aftermarket, after school education.
Yeah, after school education, now yep. I get the whole concept. All right, we'll be back. Still business half hour here on Classic FM 97.3, and we're talking education this morning. We have Aremofi Sayo and Taiwo Oyewole as well. All right, so keep educating us.
Welcome back, Lagos. This is still the business half hour, powered by Nairametrics. I'm still here having a chat with Fisayo. And it's been interesting, you know, how he's been preparing fresh graduates for the work zone, the workplace, you know. So we're going to go a bit deeper into, you know, what they've been doing. He's talked a bit about their products and what they do. But I want to find out, I mean, what do you see yourselves from 10 years from now? I mean, do you see yourself so big that maybe you want to list yourself for the Nigerian Stock Exchange? And also, I don't know.
Okay, so tell us. The way we see ourselves is that I think we're solving a critical problem in tertiary education. I think would drill down.
Tertiary or post-tertiary?
Post-tertiary. But again, it's because of the indolence, pardon me, this is the word, of tertiary education system that we have.
That's a strong word.
Yeah, because they're not doing the work they're meant to do anyway.
So you think that they should have some, what you're doing, they should have like a course in... It should be part of the curriculum.
Exactly.
For
so, that's what I said. So, for us, I think where we are going to is that we'll set up Edubridge University at some point where people will be proud to come to. And then, after going through our university education, you won't have to go through any training. No employer will have to train you because you've done the job. Again, do I think about some of these things? So, for instance, Condoleezza Rice, after going through Secretary of State role, she's gone back to university to lecture. Alex Ferguson lectures in university. Again, these are. But, In our university system, we don't have this cross pollination between the workplace and the university system.
It's the Senate.
So I hear you. So doesn't that say now for me, I mean, when we're off, one of the things I was thinking about is while you're trying to prepare them for the workplace, and I do get it. I mean, I think what you're doing is fantastic. Why not try and catch them earlier? I mean, you know, the whole tech craze right now. Mm-hmm. They're catching in students while they're in university. So why not try and cut these guys while they're on break in university, while they're, you know, they're in their penultimate year on their final year in university. You know, so you start from then. It gives you a longer time to be able to, you know, work with them.
So we have programs. With universities currently. Undergraduate. I didn't actually mention it. Undergraduate programs where we go to universities across states, right? When we go into university. But again, because it's not the logistics involved. So, for instance, if you have to go to IFE, for instance, to get into universities and train them from within their campuses, because you don't want some of the students to be traveling up and down, it's a logistic burden on us to do all of that. But we have flash programs that we do across some of these universities, UNIBEN, IFE. UNILAG is in Lagos, so it's easier for us to reach them much more. We have recruitment challenge we do with private universities universities across Nigeria, Abuja, UNIBEN, all of those kind of places. So we've gotten exposure to them so that they understand that, yes, I understand what you're doing. It's great to have a first class from university. However, if you're going to get into the workplace, there are skills that you need to understand. So these are the things we do. We've done a few videos. We do a few things to just educate them. But there's the maximum impact, you know, cannot be felt until I can have 6 months or, let's say 6 months, 6 weeks with you, or just even if it's a week or a month with you to teach you across, from expose to different professionals and teach you from different people's experience and learnings, and then using all of those skills together. So it's about trying to mold people rather than just dishing out knowledge to them, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
So for me, I think that's big. And then universities, they don't go on all this at the same time. ASUU strikes are affecting one. NYC is disrupting another program. So again, we have some of those challenges with the current education system, which we're trying to see if we can fix and all of that. But if I'm seeing where we're going to the next 10 years, you'll see our university up there.
Okay, well, watch out for it. Tell me one light bulb moment you had since you started this business. I mean, when you've had that.
You know, okay, so I think for me, it's when after going through 8 weeks with someone, and then you see the transformation in that person's life in just 8 weeks. See someone that, again, we encourage a few things in our classes. So it's not just about sitting down and someone lecturing you and teaching you things. We encourage people to start talking from classes, because again, people go through universities 4 years and don't make any class presentation. Nobody survives in the real world without speaking publicly. Just simple skills like that. When people can raise their hands and answer questions in class, people go through university 4 years and don't have to say a word.
I know what you mean.
You know,
when you have the 500 people in a lecture, does it make any sense?
Some of those things, and then sometimes you see people like, this is what I learned when I saw my mate understanding U.S. economics. Like, then I might be in trouble. I have to go and learn. So you see people coming as green on in the first week, first Saturday, and then they leave after 6 weeks. And I'm wondering, this person has changed.
Did it make you emotional?
I mean, a lot of times, when I say our graduates leave,
so you feel like your children who have grown and you've nurtured them.
But again, we go through these things multiple times in a year, so you've learned
to be a lot more going again,
but
a lot tougher, you know, right now.
Exactly. So that's it.
So how do you and your co-founders? How many co-founders are there? How many of you? How do you find yourselves? I mean, you guys go over a drink or something, or what was it? I don't know.
So we are three co-founders. Myself, Babatunde, and Abiola. So Babatunde and I worked at Afroinvest together. So we're both analysts at Afroinvest. So some of these things are from our experiences. Like I said, I studied English language, for instance, and then I've been able to transition from English language to finance without going through a formal university system. My degree is in English language, but I'm a financial analyst and I do it well. So I found out that people can learn these skills without necessarily going to schools to learn it. So that's the basis of some of this. So me and Babatunde were at Afroinvest together. Our friend Abiola worked at a different firm, but was Babatunde's friend. So they went to IFE together. So that was it's just a cluster of friends passionate about the same problem and trying to solve it.
Okay, great. So how do you market your business products?
Our target is universities. So we have campus ambassadors. We have people that believe in our program. So we have campus ambassadors across universities everywhere: Unilag, IFE, UI, Uniben, you know, Quara. I mean, University of Illinois.
So referral system. So you have agents.
Universities get people, get them converted, as it were, and then they become our ambassadors. And the people that have gone through the program, that have gotten jobs or make their lives better in some way, they are the ones that now influence their own friends. Like, guys, I understand you're trying to get first class. No problem, but enter this program first and you see your life change afterwards. So that's how we've been able to get much more people into.
You just started a new venture, a new school, but down the ladder, right at the very root. And
at the very root,
tell us a bit about that in 30 seconds.
Okay, so the problem I'm trying to solve with that is the problem I faced as a parent. Me and my wife, we worked 9 to 5. And when we had our first daughter, first and only daughter right now, we had this interesting problem about where do I drop this girl on Saturdays? Where do I drop this girl during the week when I'm coming home in Lagos traffic, right? So how do I solve this problem? So we are trying to build a school that solves parents' problems and also provide all the child's educational needs in between all of that. So that's a summary of what Millhouse Prep does.
It's called what? Millhouse Prep.
Millhouse Preparatory School.
Okay. Yeah.
So where you can drop off your child as early as 6 a.m. in the morning, because we know that you're going to the island to go and work anyway. Yeah. And I can pick your child up as late as 8 p.m. in the night. So that's how we've structured it, because it's a problem that I faced as a parent, and it's a problem I know a lot of parents are facing out there. We're just trying to create a school that meets the needs of the educational needs, that ensures that we take advantage of the educational milestone of the children, you know, so that your children are not taught by nannies, they're not taught by people that you don't really want them to influence your children as much, right? But they're taught by professionals and they can be cared for while you're not around. So that's the problem we're trying to solve.
Okay, so one last word. What do you say to anyone listening and dreaming about owning their businesses in the future?
It takes a lot of grit. I know a lot of people come here, entrepreneurial speakers will try and say, go out there and do it. It's okay, I agree, go out there and do it. But it takes a lot of careful planning and grit. It takes a lot of passion, because there are times that you have to question yourself, like, am I actually doing the right thing? Because you're probably not making money from it right now. So I think it takes a lot of grit and conviction to be able to say, I want to start and run a sustainable and successful business as much as possible. So for me, I think that's the thing. Find that grit, find that passion, and then you'll be able to.
So we've heard it from the words of an English graduate turned financial analyst, turned venture capitalist, by day, serial entrepreneur by night, Fisayo Durojaye. It's been wonderful having a chat with you. I mean, for me, one of the things I would say last is for a lot of parents or people who have younger ones, people who are just graduated from school, these are options to be able to find ways. I mean, just find ways to engage them. Programs like EduBridge, you know, are ways to be able to engage these guys who are just fresh out of school, you know, rather than them waiting till they get on the job. You know, it makes them a bit more marketable, to be honest.
And confident.
Confident in what they're able to do like that. Having financial skills never hurt anyone, to be honest. You learn that in business either way. And then congratulations on start of your new venture. I wish you all the very best with Millhouse Preparatory School.
Thank you.
I think it's in Antonia, I presume.
Antonia Village.
Okay. All right. That's today's edition of Business Half Hour, powered by Naira Metrics. I remain Taiwo.